Up dog fella, look good, feel good, play good. We got some new Adidas golf swag coming the fella's way.
I don't know if any new golf swag would help your game, but I love it. Adidas is excited to introduce new offerings within the Go-To apparel collection that allows you to bring your style to the golf course. Not the traditional golf uniform, Go-To brings a fresh attitude to the game wherever you play. You'll look good on and off the course while enjoying all the technical benefits that let you play your best.
Featuring streetwear-inspired style, the Go-To collection rewrites all the rules and encourages you to express your style through every swing. Explore the new Go-To collection on adidas.com/golf.
Fellas,
Labatt Blue USA. Lots of things are better together. Hockey and Labatt Blue. Golf and Labatt Blue. Barbecuing with an ice-cold Labatt Blue. But if you really want to take things to the next level, drink some Labatt Blue Lights with your friends and live life to the power of we. Always enjoy responsibly. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
This is Jackie Redmond, and you are listening to Missing Curfew.
What's Missing Curfew? It's when you kind of play guilty, but you show up.
How nice is a green light on the road, though? No practice tomorrow, no plane, just go.
Scotty Upshaw in the clear, and he scores! Ryan in front, scores!
A few laughs, a little bit of fun, and obviously a lot of hockey talk.
You're listening to Missing Curfew.
The lads.
Fella.
My man Obes, what's shaking, fella?
I'll tell you what's shaking. It's Fella Friday.
Fella Fridays.
Which means, fucking, let's have some lunch and tee it up, baby, at Big Canyon. But secondly, we got fella tours coming up. First stop is in Toronto. We're going to be there with Crown Royal, and we got some good friends at Kits Eyewear. That's why we're wearing these 6'6 shades. They're coming to Toronto with us. Unbelievable eyewear, unbelievable sunglasses. I think we look pretty good in these bad boys.
Yeah, I would say I got mine on right now.
How about mine?
Listen, I wore glasses my whole life.
Did you?
Until I was probably, let's just say, 25. When I first actually met you.
That's why you won Scholastic Player of the Year in the fucking dunk.
Yeah, yeah, totally. the net, I couldn't see shit, but I somehow scored. It took me forever, man. I wore contacts my whole life. For the kids out there and the adults out there still wearing, you know, contacts and glasses, I feel for you, man. But if you do have to wear glasses, these puppies, our boy Roger Hardy, up in Vancouver, what a legend.
Loves the Canucks. We're all Canucks, Roger.
Kits.com. These puppies are blue light for us. So we're on our computer a lot. We're on our phones a lot. The blue light glare. These are, they're a great spec.
We're not going to tell you what we're looking at on our computer or phones, but we're on them a lot. We are on them a lot.
Handcrafted in Vancouver, Canada, and Kits for all you Western guys out there. Kits is, yes, for Kitsilano.
Kitsilano Beach.
Nice little spot for lunch up there. What was that spot?
I used to go there for all my 2 year in Benders after the Hawks.
Local. What
local
a spot.
Kits Beach. We always got beat out in May, right?
Yeah.
Second round of May. Weather's getting nice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, go to Kits Beach. Fucking bang down a couple beers local. Going to Yale Town. My point being, maybe I should have just stayed there. I was in such a hurry to get to Hollywood with you and Lupo that I was out of there after a week.
Yeah.
But man, May and June and Kits Beach, I mean, there's not many better places in the world.
I know.
Maybe I could have stayed there and worked out with Roger Takahashi. And the team would have thought I was actually training instead of just up in the Hollywood Hills. Well, I was training Raj, in the Hollywood Hills
Raj,
with you guys.
Yeah.
Elevation, baby. Elevation up the hills. Down the hills.
Greener had Raj working us through that training camp, man. That guy was just putting us through some heat.
And I'll tell you what.
When I leave the rink, I go right out to Kits. I walk around. I get Lululemon, do a little shopping. You know, I grab a coffee. I was a big coffee shop guy.
Van's your type of city.
What a, yeah, eye candy.
Oh.
Head turns, bud.
You know what? Like, it's almost... I would have loved to see you play there for a year or whatever.
I tried.
I tried. God, you would have had. You might have. My reputation might have gotten dimmed.
Shattered.
Down a bit. Yeah. They might have been like, "Yeah, well, Brian, you were something until this Upshaw came here for a year."
Oh,
man, this
man.
Guy was that city. And when you're winning, there's. I mean, look I at their know. First NHL right now.
I know. Just you know what in the. For example, today I get a text from Vern Fiddler this morning. He's like, you know, it's a Sheldon Keefe quote where he's like, hey, we got a lot of great players, but I just don't know who to trust in like late in these games. And that's just like such a huge FU to your squad, right?
You know, like when your team, like it, when guys are going out late in games, and it's whether it's your best players or the guys that are, you know, paid $750 to go block shots and get the puck out and do the simple things, those guys are few and far between now. And that's what like a guy like Fiddler or a guy like you or a guy that's just like really cares about the horn fucking buzzering and you winning the game rather than getting like a late cookie. You know, and the game's changed, but
buddy,
it's like the quote is, it makes sense. There's no fucking guys out there willing to block those shots late in games.
No, and you know what? We can we have a segment here called the Missing Curfew Hot Seat, and while we're at it, you could put Sheldon Keefe on that hot seat. And it's funny. There's a guy out there by the name of Craig Berube. And listen, I think Sheldon Keefe's a good coach. I think he is.
Yeah.
I really think he is. I think he could maybe use a shot of Ozempic. I think he eats a lot of his problems there, the big smoke.
You're allowed
to
say that because... Ozempic.
Listen, I mean,
what's the
hey, song? You know what? I put on a ton.
Ozempic.
It's magic.
You know.
Yeah. Hey, so Terry Ryan played in that game in Newfoundland, your home province.
He's on more than Ozempic.
Matt Cook. Yeah. Matt Cook's the head coach of the Newfoundland
Is he
Growlers.
Really?
Wow. And listen, Cookie, I can say this because I put a few on myself. Cookie's put a few on. He's eating some fish and chips down there or whatever.
It's all right.
Get hey, Matt Cook,
chips over there.
Say what you want about him. He was a great player, Stanley Cup champ. But it's just funny. Guys go either way, right? Like, you've probably lost some weight since you played, and you always were trying to put weight on. Kevin Bieksa, Bieksa's lost weight, right? Like, he was always lifting heavy and trying to get bigger. And then there's guys like myself and Sheldon Keefe and guys that go the other way where you're like, fella, grab the short fork. Grab the short fork.
Yeah.
But listen, I think Craig Berube would be a great fit for the Toronto Maple Leafs. And I think Sheldon Keefe could get a job somewhere else. I just think it's – and I was surprised when Brad brought him back in. And I get it. Brad comes in. He's got to sign Matthews. He's probably like, God, I don't want to lose my coach too, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Leafs have enough money to pay 14 coaches. I don't know. Yeah. I think it might be time.
I thought you brought up this weeks ago when Chief got let go, but I think you put – Mike Sullivan on the maybe on the hot seat at the
time. I put Sullivan
thinking
on the hot seat
like,
a few times.
If Pittsburgh, like, at what point in the season do you say need new leadership? Whether Sullivan's won the two cups, you know, and been a great coach, but time.
I love Sully. Sully's a good man.
We even heard our guest yesterday, you know, a guy that you got in, an old GM friend of yours, say like, you know, at any point, like sometimes the coach just loses his message and the guys lose the room and. Chief, to me, Chief seems more of a fit for Pittsburgh. I don't know. It's just that kind of East Coast, that division, I think he'd be good in it. But I think Chief's personality is probably perfect for Toronto.
I think he'd pick a little, like, I think Marner would look at him and the boys would be like, boy.
The same way Vladdy used to look at him.
Oh, boy.
Like, hey, Vladdy, have you seen any of Chief's videos from before? Like, you just you can't talk to him like he used to talk to Hitch.
Exactly. Okay. And the thing about it is this is probably a month ago now when the Leafs were playing in Columbus, your old favorite place to play. Sheldon Keefe came down the bench. And the reason I know this look is because I've tuned coaches out. But I didn't just sign for, you know, 10 and a half bananas or whatever. You know, Nylander just got eight years, $92 million or whatever it was. And Keefe's in his ear, and Nylander is just staring out at the ice. And as an ex-player, if you saw this video, I'm sure you would agree, he is not listening one fucking iota. He is just like,
yep.
So if I'm Brad, I don't know. I mean, I do think Sheldon Keefe's a good coach, and I think if they brought in a Craig Berube, they would be like, oh, man, we should have played harder for Sheldon maybe.
Yeah.
But I want to say this, Ups. The Toronto Maple Leafs, I would rather, if I was their coach, I'd almost rather them get down in a game. When they're trailing – and they can go that way, look out. They've cost me more money when I thought the game was over at 3-1 or 4-2. They just don't know how to play with a lead.
I know, and that's, again, it goes back to exactly how I started this conversation, which I'm glad we did because we're getting into the hot seat.
Hot seat,
but they just, at times you have players, Obes, down the stretch in games. And these are the guys that win you playoff games. These are the guys that you win championships with. That, you know, and you look back at all the teams that win, it's not just Ovechkin doing what he's doing. It's the guys fucking chipping in on the little things, man. The little things that always win games late in the season or into playoffs. Those guys, the veteran guys, you need those guys, man.
Big time.
Big time. So
listen, I grew
anyway,
up, I bleed
liner.
Blue and white.
I'm a crusty fourth liner, but fucking still wishes he's playing.
Yeah, and you were great at it. I bled blue and white. There is 0% chance they'll win the Stanley Cup this year.
Zero.
Zero.
Yeah.
But hey, listen, they're fun. When Matthews, I love that kid's game when they get going. So thank you to Kits, fellow tour, see you in Toronto. We're going to have some sick specs for the boys there. Updog, continuing on with fellow tour, we will be in Scottsdale for the Wasted Management. Not the Waste
the
Management.
Wasted,
the Wasted Management.
The Shattered Open.
But listen, our friends at DraftKings, we're going to be at DK Sports and Social, the sports book that is right at the entrance of TPC Scottsdale. We will be stumbling in and out. We will have the Missing Curfew team here, or the Hall Pass team with us. But anyways, Updog, we got a little promo
with
the DK fellas.
We do. The DK Sportsbook at TPC Scottsdale is giving away three sets of 10 tickets to Wednesday, the practice round, February 7th. We'll be there at the Waste Management Open, the Shattered Open. This contest goes live on both DK Scottsdale and Missing Curfew Instagram pages. Rules, fella, are simple. Like the post, follow at DK Scottsdale, and follow at Missing Curfew. And then stay tuned to our boy Princey, who will be posting things as we go on, and more info to follow, fella.
Love it. Listen, I'm getting excited, bud.
I hear you.
I'm swimming. I'm relaxing. I'm stretching a little bit. Like, I got back-to-back fellow tours coming up with you. I'm really looking forward to it, bro.
Yeah, it's going
to be. I'm really looking forward to it.
It's not just the glasses that your eyes are really perked up, but it's I think it's just that feeling of getting on the road.
I haven't been on the road with you in a while.
Yeah, it's been a minute. Yeah.
We're like grown up. Well, you're really grown up. I'm trying to grow up. It's really hard. But listen, shout out to our boy PJ McKegg. The big fella and Casey, our boy at TaylorMade yesterday, played a nice round of golf. Feels good, man.
I didn't feel good.
I won some money off Upshaw for the first time since Christ was a Catholic, it feels like. It's been forever, dude. But it was nice to get out there with those boys.
Yeah.
It was really nice.
It was, yeah. The big guy, thanks. Shout out to him for these kicks. These are sick.
Hey, can we talk? Those are fire.
Huh?
Can we talk about how much better he's got? Yeah. They're fire. Can we talk about how much better he is at golf?
Yeah,
now?
The big guy. Yeah, if anyone out there is like, I hate golf. I don't have the time for it. I suck. I shoot, you know, I'm 95 all the time. Our boy, big guy, put in probably a year, maybe 2 years worth of just traveling a lot, bringing his clubs, playing whenever he can, hitting the range. He's like hitting the range when he's got like 10 spare minutes. His game's gotten better. He was a baseball, you know, he's a baseball guy. He's a pitcher. Never really, you know, wasn't known for hitting. Had a huge baseball swing, arc and everything to it. And now his game's good. He digs in.
I'll tell you what.
Great ball. He's a lefty.
His golf swag is next level.
Yeah.
I mean, his swag is really good. So
important.
It was fun to catch up with those boys. And I just want to give a shout out to a couple. Well, Morgan's been here for a little bit. But Morgan and Kyle, what's up, fellas? Say what's up to the fellas out there. Kyle's going to be joining the Missing Curfew Hall Pass squad. What's up, fella?
Hey, how we doing, fellas?
Big hockey guy, right? Ducks fan? You poor bastard.
Yes, sir.
Are you a Ducks fan?
Big Ducks guy, local Orange County guy, and excited to be here with you guys.
Awesome. Well, I got a little rumor mill for you coming up as a Ducks fan. I might have to get your opinion on it. But,
here we go.
Yeah, Updog, a couple of new pieces of team.
Yeah, we like to add to the squad around here.
Yeah, we're adding to the squad, but yeah. We'll be right back. I'm missing curfew. Fellas, Labatt Blue USA. Lots of things are better together. Hockey and Labatt Blue. Golf and Labatt Blue. Barbecuing with an ice cold Labatt Blue. But if you really want to take things to the next level, drink some Labatt Blue Lights with your friends and live life to the power of we. Always enjoy responsibly. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Welcome back to Missing Curfew. Up dog, my man.
Dog of the week.
The Missing Curfew dog of the week, fella, or the Missing Curfew up dog of the week, whatever you want to call it. Listen, I was watching the Oilers Leafs play the other night.
Yeah.
Took the Oilers on the DraftKings, baby.
Fella.
Going to get into their best player, too, here and get this guy blue light. But dog of the week, Matthias Janmark, back in the lineup, playing hard. He's kind of a crusty-looking guy, right? Like, he looks like Edmonton suits him. His skin's kind of in one, but he's out there playing hard. And, like, I like this guy's game. I think he brings an element to the Edmonton Oilers that they desperately need. So I wanted to give him some love here on Missing Curfew. He's played 30 games. He's only got 5 points, but he does the little things out there, which makes him the Missing Curfew.
Dog of the week.
Dog of the week, fella.
I might as well throw in a guy that scored a nice game winner against the Toronto Maple Leafs last game. For Edmonton's 11th in a row, dog of the week, is our boy Ryan McLeod. Kid,
He started off slow. He couldn't score. Fucking life dependent on it. But now he's got 6 in his last 10 games.
Starting to figure it out, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. He looked good. What a goal.
He looked really good.
By the way, Connor McDavid, stand in front of the net. That's what good players do.
Yeah, I would say best I've seen him look in Oilers jersey. I always watch the play. I'm like, if this guy in practice must look like Wayne Gretzky. And then you see him in a game, but he's starting to figure it out. And if he can continue to figure out what you just said, produce, look out.
Yeah. Second-tier scoring, Edmonton Oilers. When it happens, heads up.
Yeah, they're buzzing. Get this guy a Labatt Blue Up Dog, presented by our good friends at Blue Light.
Presented by Labatt Blue Light, the pristine Pilsner, fella. Enjoy your beers together so you can live life to the power of we. Always enjoy responsibly beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, NY, fella.
Man, how cold are those blue lights in Buffalo right now?
Oh,
right?
My God. Game was canceled. Man, so
I know.
Cold.
That's going to come up in the milk curtain. But the Bills Chiefs, I believe it's Saturday night
Sunday night.
Woo! The blue lights are going to be flowing there.
Yeah, I know. I can't wait. What a game.
If we were going
to the Bills.
If we were going to that game, I would get a one-piece Labatt snowsuit if I could. Right?
I think our boy Jason
has,
right?
One. Yeah. That's where I got the idea from.
Yeah.
Try to steal his idea.
A damn, is it all Bills or is there a Labatt Blue on there?
I thought it was all Bills.
Yeah, wow.
But anyways, one-piecer, Labatt Blue.
Whether that's warm or not, you still got to rock it.
Rock it. Get this guy, Labatt Blue Up Dog, Sam Bolinski. Young right-handed D-man for the Colorado Avalanche,
yeah.
Which they've needed him because they've been banged up the entire year, which concerns me as a guy who's got the Stanley Cup future bet on him. But listen, this kid, take this with a grain of salt, people.
Yeah, I was going to say.
He's got a little Makar in him.
Little.
And he's young. And listen, a little Makar in him. He's a right-handed shot. The way he moves laterally, the way he can get pucks through. 3 goals, 5 assists, 8 points. Scored a big one the other night against the Ottawa Senators for you when I bet them. Get this guy a blue light up, dog. I think he has a bright, bright future, my man.
I'm going to give Jumbo Joe Thornton retirement next season. The Sharks decided as of last week. I'm sure they knew once he retired that this would be happening. They will retire number 19 up in the rafters, and there will be a Sharks alumni game. I'm sure I can maybe.
Wow, there you go, buddy.
Hey, just clip off all these alumni teams
that
I've played for. But yeah, you know, it's right up the street. Why not?
Yeah.
Come support Big Joe, one of the biggest legends of all time, to play the game.
Yeah, one of the best. Obviously, a no-brainer for them. Listen, I always said if I could be one guy in the NHL, I would like to be Joe Thornton.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure he's still going to the rink. I would love to ask him about what he thinks, honestly, about these teal helmets with the white uniforms. I would like Jumbo's opinion. Yeah. If anyone in San Jose is talking to Jumbo, please ask him what he thinks about these awful
Who's
teal
making
helmets.
The call? He's definitely in Greer's. I mean, he's got to be in his ear.
Listen,
right?
Mike Greer's got bigger things to worry about than what color their helmets are on the road. But, I mean, yeah, good on the San Jose Sharks. I can't wait to see number 19 go up there. Up dog, that was a tough barn to go into back in the day, the Shark Tank, we know.
You,
get this guy a blue light, number 97, Connor McDavid. Listen, we're usually giving him blue lights for a sick goal, a coast-to-coast move, a sick apple. I'm giving him for this. You see the way he played the other night against the Toronto Maple Leafs?
Yeah,
first period lays out a monster hit. Drills, I think it was Matthews, down on the corner. Third period, wins a puck battle on the wall, gets it out low to high, goes to the net, boxes out the defenseman. There you go, screens the goalie. Booyah, Oilers win.
Yeah, it was Matthews that he took out.
Matthews, yeah.
It's like, come on. That's insane. That's the way you got to play.
Look out. National Hockey League, if Connor McDavid plays like this on a nightly, like, I mean, this guy, up dog, I'm telling you, it was one of the best shifts I've ever seen him play. So 97 up there, get yourself a blue light.
And Obi, it just goes to prove, like, the first month of the season, like, he wasn't healthy.
He wasn't healthy.
And that's just to say, when your top dog is not healthy, what it can do to your team, we saw that. Now he's full blast with on man on a mission. And like you said, heads up, Showtime, NHL, when Connor plays like this, because you're going to have to elevate your game to even compete, because he's playing 23 minutes a night, and you got to have someone out there against him. And when he plays like that, it's heads up.
Listen, I think Nathan MacKinnon right now is the best player in the world. When 97 plays like that, there's nobody that can even come close to him. And I love Nate because he plays with that little bit of fucking sandpaper and he will run you over. I'm not saying Connor has to play like MacKinnon, but when McDavid does play with a little, brings a tear to my eye ups. I'm like, this kid, like, if it's just next level. I mean, he was bitch slapping guys around out there. It was unreal.
I know. It proves how powerful you are when edges is like your strong point. And look at the way McKinnon skates. Look at the way that when they're on their edges, they're like, you know, it's like trying to move a fucking semi truck.
Yeah.
Well, tractor. Who do you like better right now? Who would you run with for the rest of the season? Would you run with McKinnon Rantanen or would you run with Draisaitl McDavid?
Listen, bro, I'm saying McKinnon's the best player in the world.
Those words just came
out of
your
mouth. Alumni. I know. I'm 1-0 as an Avs alumni. I love Kyle Keefe. I love Altitude TV. I love Gabriel Landeskog. I would take McKinnon and Rantanen.
I mean, they beat him in the conference final a couple years ago, but like right now with the way McDavid's just hitting his stride, McKinnon's been doing it since day one, but now it's like 11 in a row.
Yeah, no, I get it, dude. I hope we get a Colorado. No, actually, I love Vegas team too, but I mean, a Colorado Edmonton Western Conference final again would be magical. But Updog, sticking with this Oilers Leafs games in the morning skate, I saw the Leafs come in with matching all Adidas tracksuits. They were so National League, it was sick. First of all, I was jealous. Why didn't we do that back in the day?
I tried. I was an advocate for dressing up in cool, like matching fucking Lululemon shit.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Just, why did I have to wear a suit to a fucking morning skate?
It's
like a
dumb.
Loser?
So what kind of tracksuits were they?
Adidas. Just, nasty.
Ah, see?
Sick.
Badass.
Sick.
I know. That's what soccer players do. And they're the arguably next to F1 guys. Some of the coolest, you know.
Soccer players and F1 guys got the hottest chicks and get the most money. So, yeah, you would put them as the coolest guys for sure. And they all have good hair.
And they get to rock it, no bucky, the whole time.
And in this game, in the third period, I'm sure the blue lights were flowing at Rogers Arena or whatever it's called up there. Rogers Arena, right? Yeah. Rogers Arena. I used to call it.
That was what Rogers in Vancouver. That's why you're probably mixed up.
Yeah. Well, it was Rexall and Edmonton.
It was Rexall Center. Yeah.
But listen, there was a chant
in
the third period where the blue lights were flowing, and it was, let's go, Oilers.
Let's go, Leafs, go.
And I was sitting on my couch being like, fuck, I wish I was at that game.
That's all the newfies back fucking in Alberta.
I mean, the blue lights were flowing. It was a great hockey game. It made me proud to be Canadian again.
Yep.
So good on you. Get those fans up there at Blue Light, which I'm sure they needed a couple Tylenols the next day when they had to go to work. But Updog, that was presented by our good friends at Labatt Blue. Milk carton time, fella. Listen, Tuesday night. And listen, I played on bad teams in the NHL, right? So I can say this. I played on teams that when the game was on, nobody gave anything about. Sharks, Blackhawks, Tuesday night. The only people watching that game were their parents, man. You know what I mean? If you're betting on the Sharks and Blackhawks, call the toll-free number we got here at the bottom of the screen because you need some help. All right? But this is just a snoot. No Bedard. If there's Bedard, I get it.
Yeah.
But Sharks, Hawks, Tuesday night, only their parents are watching that one. I'm putting that game on the book card.
Wednesday night?
That was Tuesday night game. Last night, Wednesday night, That's all right. Panger and the boys got snowed in Buffalo. You know, and you've been talking about this for a long time about, you know, we had Steve Levy on from ESPN. We love what Peyton and Eli do of a kind of a cybercast while the game went on.
Yeah.
Well, Liam and Biz and the boys had to do that last night because the TNT crew couldn't get there. But before this game got snowed in, I just wanted to say, like, with no Bedard, Buffalo, Chicago, like, let's move that game off of TNT. All right? Like, let's be flexible here. Nobody wants to watch that game.
No one.
And especially me.
And we have to because it's part of our job.
Yeah.
But they made the right call.
Great game, Florida.
Overtime game, back and forth.
By the way,
my boy Fabs.
We're on milk carton time here. The ref that called that little hook on Ekblad with the last minute of the game. I don't know if refs get fined, but you should get fined.
Yeah.
It got caught.
Media get fined.
X let go of his stick. Ecky let go of his stick because it got caught. And they still called it. And they scored on a power play in overtime.
It's a joke.
It's a joke.
Put your whistles away late in the game.
It's an absolute joke. And
4-on-3 overtime stuff.
Paul Maurice was choked. Ecky was choked. When you see Paul Maurice lose it as a beauty, it's a horseshit call.
I know. A lot of the calls are horseshit.
Speaking of horseshit here on the milk carton, I got the linesman's names. I'm not going to say them. I'm not because I can't pronounce them mainly, but I don't want to throw them completely under the bus. But listen, I'm watching the Coyotes and Flames play the other night. Talk about a tough one to focus on. You got to put your phone down when you're watching this one. But anyways, there's an altercation where Mikey Kesselring cross-checks a guy. Flames defenseman Jordan Osterley comes flying in. They drop their gloves. They square off. I know I've said this every year. It's our podcast. I'm going to keep saying it. Mike Kesterling is trying to make a name for himself. He wants to fight, and these two yo-yos or bozos, whatever you want to call them, come in and break up the fight. Let the boys go. Everyone at the Celadome wants to see it because it was a terrible game to begin with. They want to see a fight. I know you got Gary Bettman in your ear. Let the boys go up, dog. These two clowns, you're on the milk carton. Let this guy, this guy's trying to prove himself in the NHL.
Yeah.
I was that kid one day, many, many years ago. Let the boys go up, dog. They're on the milk carton.
I love it.
Yeah.
I look good with your glasses on, but I really feel the energy there. It's incredible.
Thanks, fella. Thanks, fella.
Good.
We got one last thing here. It's rumor mill time.
It's getting to that part of the season, isn't it?
It's rumor mill time.
It's getting to that part of the show.
Listen, we talked about earlier in the week, our boy Killer goes back to Tampa.
Yeah.
Money on the board, has a tribute video, scores the winner against the Cats.
Oh, yeah.
Julian Breezeball, who I have the utmost respect for, and John Cooper, who we absolutely love, says Steven Stamkos is not going to be traded, which I think is probably a good call because I do think the Tampa Bay Lightning are going to find a way to sneak in there, although it's going to be hard for them. I'm just stirring the pot here at Missing Curfew. Killer's here. He's living in Corona Del Mar. Hey, Stammer, come on out, fella. Come on out. Listen, the taxes aren't perfect, but other than that, you've already made 100 million bananas. Come on out.
Yeah.
We'll get you in at Big Canyon.
Get you the bacon.
You'll be back with Killer. We'll get you a golf cart. Stammer, come on out, baby.
Come on in, man.
Stamkos to the Ducks, rumor mill.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. And, you know, maybe that's the tide's turn for maybe what the Ducks need. They need something. They need something.
I mean,
They built a nice little crop of young guys, but...
You need veterans.
You need veterans. Though. We just talked about it all show.
Stanley Cup winning veterans.
You talked about it all show. And Stammer, I mean, he still shoots the puck better than anybody. He's still that guy in the power play, which the Ducks do not have.
No.
And quite frankly, since Getzy's gone, yes, Killer's come in, but they still haven't fixed any sort of like, you know, stapled leadership group / you know, guys that have been to war. They haven't fixed that yet.
And when you can get, if you could get another Stammer in there to help Killer change the, not change, because there is a great tradition of Ducks hockey. You know, some of these young guys haven't seen it, but I just think, and this is just Mr. Curfew rumor mill. I'm sure Stammer's going to stay in Tampa, but I just think it would be a good fit.
Yeah.
You know, Kyle, what were you saying there about Getzy?
Well, I'm just saying the boys need a leader. You know, we've got Fowler, we've got some other guys, but when you're missing that Getzlaf, you're missing that big name in the room, you know, and a guy who can score. We need that. We'll take Stammer. Hell, bring him to the beach.
Yeah.
At what time are you going to start sliding these assets around and start building a real hockey team, though?
Listen, Pat Verbeek, you know, what's he going to do with Cam Fowler?
What's he going to do with Gibby?
What's he going to do with Gibby? I don't know.
Gibby's checked out.
Lots of
hey, Gibby.
Gibby's checked out.
He's too good to be here.
Yeah. Rumor mill, baby. You never know. Stammer out here. Stammer, come on out, fella. Nice little place here in Newport Beach. DraftKings, baby. Up, dog. The Saturday night lock of the week.
Presented by DraftKings Fantasy Sports. Check out what DraftKings has to offer this season with code
Curfew Kings, fella.
Because life's more fun when you're in on the action. DraftKings, the crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Age and eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. See DraftKings.com for details.
Night. Ooh, I won last week with my boy Tampa against Killer.
Yeah, 5-1. That was a big one. I had Ottawa over the Sharks. Listen, you brought up Vladimir Tarasenko earlier. 4-3. Puck's just inside the blue line. Vladdy, one of the worst attempts I've ever seen anyone to get this puck out, up, dog.
Yeah, I know.
He just went like this. Like that. Kind of flung it right to the D. Boom, boom, goal. Ties it up 4-4. I was writing on our notes, Tarasenko milk carton. He comes back over the boards. Batherson, Brady, Sanderson, Tarasenko, they have a great shift. Scores the game-winning goal with 3.3 seconds. So, Vladdy, I took you off the milk carton, fella. I'm 7-3. Up dog is 6-2. To the fellas out there that are, we're officially making you money, by the way. If I want to tell you guys this. If you look at these bets and it's minus 380 or minus 350 and you don't, I get it. First of all, I would say give your balls a tug. Second of all, put it in a little two-team parlay. Two-team parlay, it's going to bring your odds way down. Most times you're going to get even money. Sometimes you'll get even more. You know, you'll get like 100 to win 125. So when me and Updog give you these locks, if you're a little timid at the -3 and up, put them in a little two-team parlay on DraftKings. It'll even them out. So Updog.
Yeah.
Go ahead, fella.
Battle of Alberta, Edmonton Oilers, Saturday night at the Calgary Flames. I am taking Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl to win, which is a huge game. Huge game. They'll be going for, I don't know, they play tonight, maybe 13-0 at the time. But Saddle Dome, you know, dress warm because there's going to be some fire lit in there.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah,
there is.
Good game.
The old Battle of Alberta. Listen, I should take the Boston Bruins against the Montreal Canadiens. I should. I'm not going to because I used to play in this game. And this game was the best game as a Vancouver Canuck. The Leafs come to town, and it's a 4 o'clock start on a Saturday, and you always had Sunday off. So I was fucking in one by about 9 o'clock. I was in one by about 9 o'clock. Rick talking to the Vancouver Canucks at home against the Toronto Maple Leafs. That is my lock of the night.
So Vancouver and Edmonton.
A couple good Western Canadians.
Yeah, I agree.
Fella, top titty. Shout out to the winner. M-Bono-18. Guy already hit me up. Guy's from St. Louis. Loves the Updog.
Nice.
Lives right beside Obie Clark's.
Come on.
Yeah, loves it.
Send him a hat and a tee.
Already there. It's on your way, fella. So congratulations. Rep that at Obie Clark's for the boys.
I was in the cash.
Buttery tee.
13th.
166 points he had. He had Stammer and Kucherov for his two guns.
Wow.
Updog, that a baby, 123. Maxi, 26th. Myself, 34th. Brento. Off week for the captain. And then Princey all the way down there at 46. But Princey's got a lot on his plate. I'm going to let him slide on that one. But what was your secret, bud? 13.
I told you, buddy. This was my secret. I took the second-tiered guys. I loaded up on, and I'll share this with you in a second. Fella, I told you. I went with the second-tier guys. Nugent Hopkins, Fogle, McLeod. He was ice cold. Didn't get me one. Bouchard, 27 points. Victor Hedman. I had Skinner, and I had Nick Paul, who got me 14 points. So, like, right there, again, you're not picking crazy guys. I had Draisaitl. He got me 24. You got to pick the second-tiered guys and stack them. Stack the guys that get the second power play minutes. Hopefully they get two. Get a good, solid D-man. You know, goalie's important. They cost $8,000, though. They're you know, $8,000. How much do they cost?
I took Ikes. Ikes didn't play.
Ikes didn't play.
How much do goalies cost up? They cost about $8,000, yeah.
Tricky.
Depending. I mean, there's other ones, but if you want one of the big boys.
$8,000, right?
I took Ikes. He didn't play. That stings. And then I took the Fact Daddy at home against the, I should have known, Preds, Islanders, fucking low-scoring game. There was one goal till about 4 minutes left in that game. 2 points. Hey, JVR had it for me. Weegsy, baby. I always take the guys I know ups. Maybe that's my problem. Fellas, come on, boys. Yeah, come on, boys.
You, man, I hear you.
Hey, get in there. Top titty. It's still not selling out. We would love to sell that out. $1,000 up for grabs. Winner gets a nice t-shirt and a hat. Updog's starting to feel it. So get in there and take on the fellas. Uppy, we got Jackie Redman, the first lady of Mr. Curfew and the first lady of NHL hockey. Talk about her new show. Talk some wrestling. Jackie Redman coming at you.
Fellas.
Welcome back to Mr. Curfew, Updog.
My man.
This girl, she's everywhere, fella. We slid her in. She's about to catch a flight to God knows where. The first lady of Mr. Curfew, WWE, and now she's got her own show on NHL YouTube, the Jackie Redman Show. Redman, what's up?
Welcome to Missing Curfew again.
Hi, guys. It's been a minute. Happy New Year. All of the things. Super excited to catch up with you guys. It's been too long.
Yeah. It has been too long. And listen, we miss our weekly segments that we did with you and EJ. We definitely miss that. I do keep my eye on EJ, and LG's killing it at the NHL Network. But talk about your new show. I was fired up to see it. How's it going? Is it just Jackie Redman all the time, or what's it about?
No, thankfully, it's not all me all the time. That would be just way too much pressure. But what I love about this show is it's an opportunity to do more interviews, which I've been in studio for the majority of my career, and I got to do some interviews on NHL Now, but this is all about the guests and kind of talking to people that love the game, that are in the game, that are outside the game, celebrities, WWE superstars, whatever the case may be. So we're trying to just drive this show with passion and personality and hope that it resonates with current hockey fans, but also maybe some new hockey fans too. So that's what it's about. It's super exciting and also terrifying.
I bet. So whose idea was this? Was this something you always had kind of in the works, or you know, is it your executive producer there, Matt Nicholson's idea? Because he made us feel like we finally hit it when we had to introduce Walker Hayes at the NHL outdoor game. I was freaked out, by the way, but we did a great job. Yeah, we did a great job. But is this something that you had in mind? Because I feel like this is the perfect fit for you with hockey and for fans out there.
Well, I appreciate that. I don't think that I ever imagined or thought I would have like a Jackie Redmond show, a show with my name in the title. Nothing like that ever. But it is the kind of show that I think I always wished I could be a part of, or wished maybe already existed in some capacity. So for that, I think it's been in my DNA for a long time to try to just have fun and mix hockey with entertainment and talk to celebrities and people outside of the game to kind of show people, you know, how great our game really is. But it wasn't my idea. I can't take credit for it. The league came to me in the summertime, wanted to do something different, wanted to do something cool, take some risks. And it wasn't originally going to be called the Jackie Redmond Show, but I guess it was meant to be. This is where we ended up. And when they offered it, I said, well, I mean, does anybody say no to having their own show with their name in the title? I don't know. That would maybe be silly to say no to. So I'm excited for the challenge, and it is a challenge, right? So we will see. But we just wrapped up episode 2. We're in the studio right now. You can kind of see the logo. I've got this Zoom camera kind of moves around with me, which is interesting. But we have a lot of great guests on episode 2, which I'm very excited for. One of which is CM Punk, who is a massive deal and a huge Hawks fan.
Yeah, listen, the name is awesome. I love the artwork, you know, the outline great of you colors. Back there. I like the artwork with the, like, who did all that? Because, listen, Updog came up with the name Missing Curfew for us. We did all our artwork ourselves. Like, did you come up with that artwork back there? Because it looks National League, Jackie.
You know what? All the kudos goes to the team behind the scenes here at NHL. I truly had nothing to do with it. They did ask me to send in some pictures and kind of told me what the concept was going to be in terms of the silhouette. But in terms of the design, the artwork, the colors, everything, I had nothing to do with it. I can take no credit. It looks good, though. Hey, boys.
I think you got to make some merchandise, Redmond. You got to make some sick swag with that on there.
Yeah, we should make some merchandise.
We can help you out with that.
You need to be my agent.
We can help you out with that, Jackie. We got you.
I love that. The blue light, though, it looks like a Star Wars.
It reminds me of like being at Omni on Vegas or something. Hey, that's, remember up when you're at the nightclub and that blue light in your eye? That's what reminds me of.
We've all been there. So, Jackie, I would like to bring up the Winter Classic. We just had the Winter Classic in Seattle. TNT did a great job up there. What was it like for you? How many of those now have you done? And, you know, would you say it was a success? It was a success.
I think it was a great success. I mean, the ballpark looked absolutely gorgeous. I thought the scenery was great. The game was good. I love that we had such a great storyline with the shutout and the making history and Seattle kind of finding, you know, continuing their momentum into the new year. I thought we had a lot of good stuff going on. And then it's, you know, I love the Winter Classic. I've done, I think, 6 of the last 7. Something like that. I missed the Winter Classic in Minnesota a couple years ago because I had COVID. I was supposed to be there. It was absolutely freezing, though. I remember Jamie Hirsch told me her eyelashes froze shut. So I was okay missing that one. But I do, like, you know, it's so funny. I obviously work for the league. So sometimes people think I just say things to placate the league. But I really do love the Winter Classic. I love being there. And I think it really is, you know, made for the people that are in attendance. I just love hockey at a ballpark or on a football field or wherever it may be, because I think it's just a unique experience. So I had a great time. I love seeing everybody in hockey that covers hockey. It's great. It's like going back to school, you know?
You know what, Jackie? It did look great on television. It made me want to have a hot dog. I wanted to have a hot dog when I saw it. Like, I wish I was there to grab a hot dog. You looked great. The TNT crew did an absolute great job, and it is a great live event. It's a great live event. But I have to disagree with you that I think it sucks on TV, and I thought the game was just brutal. I thought the ice was sticky. I thought the ice was slow. So, like, I get it when you're there. I've never been
to one.
When
you're there, it's so different.
But on
it's,
TV, we're talking about
it's
TV.
So I know when you're
TV, but what we're doing,
we're trying to sell.
We're
it on
offering.
TV.
I know we're trying to sell it on TV. I know, and we're competing January 1st with the Rose Bowl and all these bowl games. But when you're there, it's more of the. It's like going to a festival, right? Like, okay, festival. You don't really experience.
It's not like going like to Bonnaroo, but yeah.
Okay, not like Bonnaroo. No, yeah. But for fans that get to experience a full day and full weekend of hockey, of NHL hockey outside of just an NHL rank 82 games, this is like, you know, it's an event. So. Jackie being there and all the NHL, you know, the execs that are there, this is their baby to give back to the fans who all come with the kids outside and experience what like outdoor hockey is supposed to be like, which you and I can appreciate because that's what we learned to play hockey.
No, I get that it's a great live event.
TV,
but Jackie, we're trying to sell the game on television so we can all make a little more ched. You know what I mean? We're trying to make it look better on TV here.
Here's the thing though too, right? Like think about this from like a marketing of the game standpoint. When you're playing at the Mariners ballpark or you're playing at Fenway, you start to intersect, right? The NHL with Major League Baseball, and you start to see different types of celebrities come out to the games. I mean, Edgar Martinez was at this hockey game. He was doing media talking about hockey. And so people that love Edgar Martinez or love baseball are going to tune into those interviews or tune into that stuff because they're a fan of him, or they're a fan of Isaiah Thomas or Marshawn Lynch or whatever it might be. And so even just having those people, those sports celebrities in Seattle coming to the game and amplifying the event that specifically, I think does have the ability to bring new fans into the game that might not otherwise be there or be exposed to it. So I do think there's little things that happen that we don't always think about outside of the actual hockey game happening on the ice that go a long way in bringing new people to the sport. I mean, one of the most viral clips from the weekend was Isaiah Thomas being like, Gretzky knows who I am. This is wild. He's like Michael Jordan. Like him saying that is great. And people that aren't necessarily hockey fans would have seen that clip because it went viral from somebody that isn't a part of our sport.
I should have known she'd have a rebundal for me. I should have known that. Like I wasn't just gonna like be able to zing one here, because those are great points. And Marshawn Lynch being there, I love Beast Mode Skittles. I love that guy. So Jackie, you're right. From
cross
that perspective,
promotion.
That helps grow the
Crosby,
game.
Great for
the
game.
The game sucked, though. I don't care what anyone said. The game, well, I could have played in that game.
He just doesn't like the Kraken. The Kraken have stung him so many times. Still goes back to last year's playoffs.
What's your beef?
I mean, they knocked my Avalanche out of the playoffs last year. They always cost me money. I love the fans of Seattle. How was the city? Uppy's been up there. I haven't been up there. Was that your first time in the city, or have you been there before with TNT?
I've been there before with TNT, but I've never really experienced the city. And to be honest with you, I didn't experience a lot of the city this time either. Like, I did not do a good job of getting out. I didn't even see the Space Needle. Like, my husband came, Emmett came out, a couple of our friends came out that live in California and Huntington Beach. So they were, like, somewhat close. And they got to do that stuff. But I was legit at the ballpark 3 days in a row shooting for this show and working. So I only really saw the ballpark, which is actually a little sad now that I think about it. Like, I really should have done a better job of creating some space and time to go see some stuff. So I guess I have to go back.
Yeah, you gotta get on the Upshaw program. All right, he doesn't see the inside. He doesn't see the inside of his hotel room.
Coffee shops, restaurants.
He's like,
Upshaw,
how was the bed? Yeah. I don't know. I slept for 2 hours last night, but I'll tell you what: coffee shops, restaurant, museums. It's great. It's great. But hey, Jackie, you're a good Ontario gal. The All-Star Game is coming to the Big Smoke, Toronto. First of all, are you going to be there? And second of all, if you are, we're having a shaker on the Friday night at Park. You're invited. Bring whoever you want. But are you going to Toronto for the All-Star weekend or what?
I am. I just made that official today, actually. So I am expected to be in TO, a place that I spent, I don't know, 7 years of the beginning of my career. So it'll be fun to go back. Every time I'm in Toronto, though, I'm like, I don't know this city anymore. I don't know these new places and what's going on. So you guys will have to let me know, because I don't know what's what there anymore. I really don't.
Well, we got you locked and loaded for Friday night. Don't worry, our party's coming together nicely. I hope you like Crown. I hope you like Crown Royal, Redmond. I hope your husband Emmett likes Crown Royal, because it's going to be flowing.
You know what? I'm doing 75 hard right now. I did it a couple years ago. I'm doing it again. So I'm on the I'm on the agua, wow. Whatever. What I'm on the water.
What day are you on? What day? 75
I used to go 75 days hard the other way, though. I'd go the other way. Let's go 75 ups.
Yeah, you go on a 75-day bender. I, since January 2nd, so January 1st after the Winter Classic, I did enjoy some vino with friends and with the TNT crew. But since the second, so I'm very, it's in its infancy, really. I mean, it is just getting started.
I wonder how the show is going to change on like day 60 for the Jackie Redmond show. Yeah, day
you're
going to
be snapping on people. Hey, what's going on? Move the camera. What the hell?
Yeah, but you know what? My skin's going to look great. I'm going to be glowing. I'm going to be fit. It's going to be wonderful.
Very true. Very
hey, Redmond, true. You can still come to the party even though you're not drinking. I mean, I'm not thrilled about that, but you're still invited.
Listen, I like to think that I am still decent company even without adult beverages.
Always, always.
Absolutely. So while on the Toronto train, big news this weekend or yesterday, William Nylander signs his 8-year, $92 million ticket. Your thoughts? I know you're a Leafs girl, diehard Leafs girl. This kid's a stud. I mean, he's got all the swag in the league. Now he's getting paid like one. Your thoughts? Is Toronto, is this what they needed to do? Brad Tree Leaving seems to think so. What are your thoughts?
Well, I will say that William Nylander has absolutely earned his money. Like, pay that man his money. I get it. I can totally understand why William Nylander wants to get paid, thinks that he is owed maybe a little something, something from the Toronto Maple Leafs. So I always preface this with that. It's not about William Nylander for me. William Nylander deserves all that money. He's been awesome. But for the Leafs, does it make sense now and in the future? I think that's a question that we don't know the answer to right now because we have to see how it plays out. The problem for me is that we have now been watching this Austin Matthews, Mitch Marner era for what, 8 years, whatever it's been. And the same problems that existed 5 years ago exist today. They don't necessarily have a top tier upper echelon goaltender. Right? The goaltending position has been, at the very least, a concern, even when you have guys like Marty Jones coming in, and I'm very happy for him, you know, giving the Leafs kind of the quality goaltending starts that they need. But can he take them through the rigors of a 4-round Stanley Cup playoffs? I don't know. I don't know the answer to that question. And what happens if he can? And Joseph Woll is somebody that I think is great, but, you know, can he stay healthy? Will he be able to handle the workload of an entire season and the pressure that comes with being a goaltender for the Maple Leafs in the playoffs? And I haven't even started talking about the blue line yet. Like, we have been saying they need to shore up the blue line forever, what feels like forever. So how do you do that after this season when you have all this money locked up in four players? And I know everyone talks about John Tavares, you know, and his number changing, but the fact remains that they're investing all of their money into the same three, four players for a long time and hoping that it pays off when really they've won one playoff series. So at some point, I think you have to acknowledge that maybe, just maybe, having four absolute studs is not enough. You know, that's just, I just think that, aren't we there with the Toronto Maple Leafs?
Yeah, we are.
You know?
100%. I agree. And like you said, only time will tell. But I will say one thing about William Nylander. With those 92 bananas, his wardrobe's going to get a lot better. And I don't know, WWE Redmond, what's going on? Your wardrobe is sick. What's going on? Did they give you your gear? Listen, I'm a fan. I see what's going on. Let's talk about that WWE wardrobe. Have they just give you the Amex and say, go Buck Diddy or what?
Listen, I'm very proud to say that I dress myself for better or worse for all of my gigs. So when people don't like my oversized blazer pantsuits on TNT, beat it. All right. I pick those myself. If you don't like what I'm wearing for WWE because you think it's too fancy, let's say, you can beat it too. All right. I'm living my life.
Yeah.
I'm having fun. And, you know, the great thing about WWE when it comes to fashion is that, you know, it's like anything goes, right? Like, you don't have to save your sequins for New Year's Eve. You can wear sequins in the middle of July if you want. I might wear sequins at the end of the month at the Royal Rumble in Tampa. I mean, it's a big deal. It's the Royal freaking Rumble. I might have to break out some feathers or sequins or something. And I love that about WWE that, you know, you can kind of play dress up a little bit. So that's been fun. And I've been trying to, you know, I've been trying to bring my cool girl fashion sense to the forefront. That's the vibe I'm going for. Like cool girl, you know?
Yeah. Listen, I think you're killing it. Me and the Updog have both commented since you made the switch to WWE. Yeah, it's impressive. Updog's a very fashionable guy. I used to be pretty fashionable, but listen, I think you're killing it. Let's talk Royal Rumble though. I used to love the Rumble. I used to like the first guy that came in. I'm like, I hope that first guy could win, you know, like DraftKings, he would be like plus 5,000 or something, right? But like, what's going on with the Rumble? Is there any chance the first guy can still win? Like, I used to pull for that guy every time.
Listen, there's always a chance someone could go, let's call it like wire to wire or whatever. There's always a chance. But I don't think that's what's going to happen this year. I don't know what to expect. I mean, WWE has been an absolute roller coaster the last few months in the best way possible. I mean, we've got Cody Rhodes, who is an unbelievable star, kind of trying to accomplish his dream, his family's dream of winning a championship. And then you got CM Punk, of all people. You know, the cult of personality returns. I mean, hell has frozen over. He is back. He's trying to main event WrestleMania. You got The Rock showing up, calling out Roman Reigns and the Bloodline. I mean, it is a star-studded room in ring, I guess I should say, for WWE right now. And you know what? It's getting a little bit too stuffy. Like, it's getting a little bit crowded. And at some point, like, which of these superstars is going to be the one that rises to the top? So, and like, I mean, where's Brock Lesnar? What's Brock Lesnar doing right now?
Probably where's working out.
I love how she talks about like, she's perfect for the WWE because she's got me wondering, where is Brock Lesnar? Yeah. You know, where is Brock? Like, what's he doing?
I'm not going to lie. Like, you expect the unexpected at the Royal Rumble. You never know who's going to come out. You never know who might show up. So I love it for that reason. It's the best, like, the Royal Rumble is the best PLE for social gatherings and parties, because you can have a pool, right? Everybody throws some money in or whatever you want to do, and everybody draws a number when they get to the party, and then whoever's number actually wins the pot. So it like gives you like a stake in the action. And so you're all watching this Rumble together and you're waiting, and it's like the countdown's happening and the buzzer goes off and you have number 12 and you're like, who's gonna come out at number 12? Like, who am I rooting for? And then like Brock Lesnar shows up and you're like, yeah, like this is my guy. And everybody's rooting for their individual numbers and superstars. I used to love Royal Rumble parties. I'll be at the Royal Rumble working, but if I wasn't, I'd be trying to organize my own Royal Rumble party so that we could all just fight over who should win and have some fun bets.
We might have to do a Mr. Curfew DraftKings Royal Rumble countdown or something.
Do
but
it.
Hey, the Rumble's in Tampa. What about like a surprise guest by John Cooper, where Coop comes out and hits somebody with a chair or something? Hey, like, I bet you Coop would be down for that. Like, here comes John Cooper.
Or you can
he hits the Brock over the head with the chair. And the Rock's
or you could have
the
Headman, the crazy Viking, come out.
Just... Imagine Coop coming out though with the steel chair and somebody. That'd be unbelievable.
If Pat Maroon was there, I'd be like, get
totally.
Pat Maroon there. Do a collaboration with Pat Maroon. Get him into WWE. I mean, you see Pat McAfee is done in WWE, right? Like, the crossover potential is amazing. And I love that stuff. I find it super inspiring. So you never know. You never know.
Amazing.
Yeah,
there's a women's Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
You don't know. Maybe I've entered.
By the way, I've been waiting for you to throw your hat in the ring a little bit. I follow you on Instagram. I check in on the Monday Night Raw. I'm waiting for you to come in with a steel chair and clobber somebody or something here. I want you in the squared circle.
Well, listen, I don't know if you've noticed, but Nia Jax, who has been on my Instagram a few times, like, she, you know, I am not one to normally call people out or name names in interviews and air dirty laundry, but Nia Jax has really honestly just been really mean to me. And it's like, she's fresh out of the movie Mean Girls. She doesn't let me sit with her. She's rude. She yells at me when I'm not even talking to her. Like, I've kind of had enough.
Oh yeah.
It's not right. It's not right. She's mean. She's a bully.
See, there's the hockey girl. There's the hockey girl in Redmond coming out. Let's go. Tune in. Hey, Jackie, we could do this all day with you. We know you're busy. We miss you. Great seeing you. Where can we see the Jackie Redmond on YouTube? When does it air? What days? Tell the fellas.
Okay, so you can see it on the NHL's YouTube channel. I will obviously promote the heck out of it when it drops on my own Instagram, because I am a shameless self-promoter. But it originally was going to be on Fridays. We're trying to get this week's episode out on Thursday because we got CM Punk and he's a huge deal. So we're going to try to get that out Thursday. But if not, it'll be Friday. Just pay attention to my social media. You won't be able to miss it.
Love it. Jackie, thank you so much for taking the time. Keep killing it. And we'll see you in Toronto. We'll sell you the info for the party. It's going to be a time. We'll get the waters ready for you.
Yeah, get the one. Make sure you have a 2-4-0 water bottle just for me. I'll see you guys there. Thanks for having me. I miss you guys.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text LOSE to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text LOSE to 200-300. That's LOSE to 200-300. LOSE to 200-300.